Good afternoon. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. The United Nations leader, this is out of conservativedaily.com. Well, you know, I was having a visit with Cactus and we were talking about some things. And I had been thinking about a few programs that I have yet to get to, that I have not yet gotten to, that I need to do, but haven't. But before I do, we'll just start with this one article. This was a year ago, a little over a year ago, 12 months ago roughly, 11, 12, 13, almost 14 months ago. The United Nations leader announces a plan to redistribute American wealth and power. When Barack Obama was in office, he used his power to cede our sovereignty to the United Nations. When Obama couldn't get his gun control agenda through Congress, he turned to the United Nations and signed onto the Small Arms Trade Treaty. Even though Congress never ratified it, as the Constitution required, Obama worked with the United Nations to make it harder for Americans to import guns into the country. Had Hillary won in 2016, she would have been able to implement Phase 2 and help the United Nations create a registry of American gun owners. This is out of conservative-daily.com, 7/19/20. When Obama couldn't get his climate initiative through Congress, he again signed on to the treaty without congressional ratification. The Paris Climate Accords were literally designed to redistribute American wealth to help other countries develop green energy programs. It would have set a harsh limit on our emissions, harder than they already are, continuing, all while allowing China and India to pollute the world. Obama did the same with the Global Migration Pact. Does this sound familiar? Here 14 months later, the Global Migration Pact, allowing the United Nations bureaucrats to flood the United States with unvetted Middle Eastern migrants. Not South American, Central American, Mexican migrants, but Middle Eastern / further to the east Afghan migrants. When Congress wouldn't approve the Iran nuclear deal, Obama went through the UN to make it binding anyway. The list goes on and on. So whose administration are we in? Is this the Joe Biden administration? The imposter administration? No. Now, the Secretary of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and he's no friend of the United States. Well, 14 months ago, on July the 19th, he gave a speech calling for a new world order. He's one of the participants, a globalist, one where the United States is no longer in control. And of course, like so many tyrant politicians these days, he is using COVID-19 as an excuse to do it. This was 14 months ago. Has it worked? He stated, "We need a new global deal to ensure that power, wealth and opportunities are shared more broadly and fairly at the international level. Guterres then went on to explain that capitalism is the enemy. Well, Mr. Guterres needs to go to the Bible. The Bible talks more about capitalism than any other book that was ever written. Throughout all history, the Bible talks about capitalism. A man labors, and with what he has labored for, the income that he generates belongs to him. It doesn't belong to anyone else, someone else who is willing to give it away, or can be taxed to the point where he is working for nothing. The Bible, Mr. Guterres needs to go to the Bible to see what God says about the capitalism, what God says about money. He likened the world to an ocean where countries like the United States are sailing around in yachts while the rest of the world is left clinging to floating debris. Guterres literally is saying that the United States and other Western countries like the UK and France do not deserve a seat at the table. The UN Secretary General is demanding a new model for global governance, even if it has to be imposed on unwilling countries like the United States. The crazy part is that the United Nations is actually serious. They believe that they can use COVID-19 as an excuse to chip away even more at our sovereignty and reduce our power. Now, at the end of the week last week, I was talking to this audience about a private cabal called Pilgrim Society. And Pilgrim Society was put together in London, I believe in the city of London, in 1902. 6 months later, there was a sister group in the United States put together in New York City. Now, this Pilgrim Society is a secret society. It is an occult society, and it is a very powerful society, and it controls more than you can imagine. It's the head of the multi-headed hydra. We'll continue when we get right back. 1360 KHNC AM radio.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
What's the importance of Pilgrim Society? The importance of Pilgrim Society is greater than you could ever imagine. The United States of America and England, or the aristocrats that rule England, the dynasties, I've talked about the dynasties in the United States of America, the Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Bushes, these type of people. And Britain has its own dynasties. Donald Trump, for those that are still offended with Donald Trump, well, you can be. I don't understand why he makes decisions that he makes. But he's the one that scuttled Guterres' plan at the UN for 4 years. And Donald Trump is the one who was defunding the United Nations until Joe Biden got back into, well, until Obama got back into power, using Joe Biden to initiate his plans once again. Build Back Better. Build Back Better is not a Joe Biden a plan objective. That was a Barack Obama plan back 8 years ago, 6 years ago. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's wanting to build back better. She's made the comment that we should build back better. I should play it for you. But anyhow, so build back better. Now, the Pilgrims. Here's Nancy Pelosi just last week, and Joe Biden. Well, let me see here. Oh, I muted it. Well, anyhow, I'll just forget about that for right now. With the Pilgrim Society, I've got I have a rope of three cords right now. I'm trying to tie them all together. Without the Pilgrim Society control of the United States of America. Without Pilgrims, the only way you can get Britain or the British dynasty rulers and those in America that rule this nation, the only way that you can get the two nations to work together is not going to be through the Parliament in England and not through the government in America. It's going to have to, and it is being directed by a secret society called Pilgrims Society. Pilgrims in Britain, Pilgrims in New York City. This Pilgrim Society uses two agencies. In England, they use an agency called Serco. We're going to talk about that. In America, America and the government, the whole apparatus of government is being directed by senior executive services. These two, senior executive service and Serco in Europe, these two are the generating agencies of these two nations, and through these two agencies, Serco in England and the Senior Executive Services in America, through these two, you control England, Britain, and the United States. It's through one society who controls Serco in England, Senior Executive Services in the United States. Some of the members of Serco, or of the Pilgrims, Henry Kissinger, those that had a hand in it, Dean Rusk, William Donovan, John Roberts on the Supreme Court. He meets with these people. Bill Gates, He meets with these people. Alan Greenspan, these men have been knighted. Billy Graham, Casper Weinberger, Colin Powell, even back then Dwight Eisenhower, Edward Kennedy, like his father Joe Kennedy, Edward R. Murrow, Jorge Bush, George Marshall, George Mitchell, George Patton, J. Edgar Hoover, John Pershing, John Roberts, and you have others like Kevin Spacey, Michael Bloomberg, Norman Schwarzkopf, Ronald Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, Steven Spielberg. So, in other words, their reach is everywhere. These are just a few. These guys were knighted, but in one day, one way or another, indirectly or directly, they are part of the Pilgrim Society. Now, you have the Masons internationally. Pilgrims even directs Masonic lodges. Pilgrims, to a degree, is tied into the Jesuits, to the Knights of Malta, tied in directly to the Catholic Church, to the aristocrats, to the black nobility in Europe, throughout Europe, in Italy, France, Germany. Pilgrim Society is the one who is the group that gave direction, and working with the Rockefellers, powers in the United States, they put Lenin in power. They had the Russian family that they had murdered. They are tied in to Klaus Schwab, to Bill Gates presently. This is the heart. You can't go any deeper with Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, through this private secret society in New York and in England, both nations are controlled. And again, the apparatus of control in England is CIRCO. The apparatus of control in the United States is Senior Executive Service. We in this country, we have a continuity of government, an agency put together that ensures that no matter what happens, whether it be atomic weapons or Donald J. Trump, there will be a continuity of government. No one is going to change the direction that the United States of America is going, the plan that has been put in place for America. Nobody's going to change it. And in the same in England. Now, in the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12, there's a verse talking about the mother of the great harlot. The great harlot being the United States of America. It talks about the mother of this great harlot. The mother is just as corrupt as the daughter. But the only thing is, the daughter is much more powerful and eventually becomes even more corrupt than the mother from whence she came. I was just minding my own business. I was just enjoying the day. And I thought, you know what? You need to know the truth. You need to understand how this all works. What is the multi-headed hydra? What is it? Who is it? Where is it? What are the multi-armed Shiva? Who controls it? What are the arms? What are the tentacles? Well, in America, Senior Executive Services put together in 1976 or 78, somewhere in there, by Jimmy Carter, using a very brilliant witch by the name of Christine Marcy. She has a brother. His name is Field McConnell. He has a website, Able Danger. Some of you may are familiar probably with Field McConnell. He was an airline pilot. He had a sister. I think it's a half-sister. She went to school in Hawaii. Very brilliant. And they have tried to poo-poo what she has done. They've tried to hide what she has done. But she was so brilliant, she was able to put together the senior executive service, the concept, and then put it into action for Jimmy Carter. And it has been to the Carter administration and every administration from that time to the present. And it went to, in the senior executive services, they are men in working for the government that do not work their way through the ranks up to the positions that they would hold. No, they are appointed. They took away the system where you would work your way through government. You'd go to college, get your degree, go to work for the government, learn the lessons, learn the everything that you needed to do in the department that you were working in, and you would be elevated according to your competence. Well, no. What happened is they changed everything in 1976 through 78 through the Carter administration, where now the president and his administration will appoint people to all of over, I think it's over 250 departments. I don't remember how many. It might be 300. Excuse me. But you put these people in any department you want, and at the end of the Obama administration, I'm trying to remember if I'm correct, it was almost 7,000 people that he appointed to positions in the senior executive services, just prior to Donald Trump winning the election. This was a strategy. The people that are indirectly and maybe not even knowledgeable and may be knowledgeable of who really controls this country, the Pilgrim Society. The people that rule everything in the two continents could not take a chance of waiting for Hillary to come into the presidency and then allowing her to appoint these people in these positions. They thought, you know, just in case, we better allow Obama, we better give Obama direction, we better show him who he needs to appoint and in the different departments, who should be appointed in these different departments. I think it was about 6,900 people that he appointed. So it wouldn't be just at the head of that department, but two, maybe three people in the vital departments, like the Department of Defense, so that no one could be elevated through their hard work into higher positions than these men that they wanted to appoint. And then the other thing, too, with the appointments, you can't fire them. So with the President Donald J. Trump, he went into a war that he could not win. But nevertheless, he went into it, and you can see through history now the victories that this man, through the prayers of God's people in this country, was able to achieve. 1360KHNC.com, podcast section for all programs. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be right back.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. So this is The Present Truth, what I'm presenting to you today. It is The Present Truth. And also, the other programs, hosts, are also on the podcast, archived. Programs are streamed live every day for those that are on the internet. Weekend hosts, podcast also. Sunday morning from 8 to 11, I hold the Olive Tree and Lampstand. I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. One thing I have been discussing with the Sunday audience is, I think I discussed this possibly 6 weeks ago. The United States of America has been taken over by satanic forces. It might have been 8 weeks ago I presented this to the audience on the Sunday program. America, the spirit of the devil, America is basically taken over by the spirit of darkness, by the children of the devil. In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about a prince of the power of the air called the devil, and that there are these children of disobedience, the children that serve the devil. John the Apostle, in his first epistle, chapter 3, I think it's verse 10, states that he calls them, John calls them the children of the devil. Paul calls them the children of disobedience. They're the same group. And the people in these secret societies are these two groups that I mentioned to you. Are we going to turn it around? I want to tell you the lie. The lie is, yes, we're going to turn it around. Yes, we are going to save the country. But that's the lie. The truth is, the Bible says that America is going to be the empire that rules the nations of the world. And you can see what is happening by the agencies within this country and the agencies in England that have set up this whole program with the virus and the vaccinations. They're setting up the programs for the coming wars. It is based between America, the mother, the old ancient mother, and the new young daughter. The ancient mother being England, the young daughter being the United States of America. America is in Revelation chapter 17. She's called the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. She's a prostitute. And it means prostitute because she's having an affair with the devil, with the underworld, the dark forces of the spiritual world that is evident but you can't see with your own eyes. And America is going to be the great center power of the occult world as the days go on. And I could tell you the lie, and I could tell you I don't believe that, but I'm telling you it is in the Bible. And it's so in the Bible that you can't understand it unless I give you a thought, a concept. There is a coming Antichrist. And this Antichrist, who is going to be in his administration? Christians? Or people that are just neutral? No. It's an Antichrist with a false prophet. And they do miracles through and signs and wonders through the power of the devil. What does that imply? That implies witchcraft. Their whole kingdom is going to be ruled by, like Paul says, the children of disobedience. And like John the Apostle says, the children of the devil. It's just like you go back and study what happened in Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany was the most occult society in modern times. The Romans were involved in the occult big time. So were those in Greece. And the Babylonians, the Egyptians, but that was 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, but what about today? All the nations are involved in witchcraft. This is the truth that God is trying to get into the minds of the people in the world today. The Antichrist and his whole kingdom is going to be a kingdom of the children of the devil. And the Antichrist, he will not appoint Christians to his military, Christians to his administration. Christian people will not be part of his controlling network at the federal level, at the regional level, at the state level. And everybody now, you go to different news sites, websites, wherever you get your information. Everybody is talking about the Mark of the Beast system. People are talking about the Antichrist. They're talking about who is it? Where has he come from? Who is the false prophet? This is what's happening in America and internationally, because everybody knows, for the most part, the people of the world are waking up thinking times are getting to be so hard that we must be in the time of this coming Antichrist. If you've listened to me on Open Forum, if you've listened to my programs on Sunday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program, or now on the Present Truth, you'll get the truth. In the future, everyone's going to be put in a position where you're going to have a spiritual awakening. And you want to make sure that in your spiritual awakening that you pick the right God. Because I'm telling you, right now, there are so many false religions and so many spirits working to deceive mankind that people need to be careful. There is one God. And on my Sunday program this last week, I talked about Jesus Christ. He is the very God himself. And people don't know that. Okay, we're going to get back to the Pilgrim Society and what else they're up to. We'll be back, 1360 KHNC AM Radio.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Get down! Get down!
Come get down with us this Friday night from 6 to 8. We're going to have Matt Strewanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, the lead firearms instructor at the largest police academy in the state. He's going to be bringing his firearms emergency response training simulator, which is kind of like a video game. You get this projector screen and a mock firearm, and you get to try your hand at over 200 emergency scenarios. Don't miss out. Free Dominic's Pizza Friday night, 6 to 8.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Okay, as we continue, I want to, you know, Serco. So what is this Serco? What do they do? What do these children of the devil in Serco do? Well, this is from an article out of 2018, aimfortruth.org. And they put it this way. The British Crown, the British East India Company, never left America. In fact, they have a stranglehold on the U.S. economy. The Bank of England, the City of London, ultimately the British monarchy, Queen Elizabeth, own and control the United States data management, corporate banking, resources of gas, uranium, gold, and many strategic resources and systems in the United States. The system called Serco Senior Executive Services, and Serco are together the evilest system in the world. Now, with the Senior Executive Services, whenever they need something done at a national level, they hire Serco. So why would American money go to a British company? Serco, for example, was awarded the Obama Data Management System that cost America over $2 billion. That was Serco. Why was it not an American company? Now, the senior executive employees that were in charge of selecting the contracts for this lucrative data management system, they didn't find the U.S.-based companies to do the work, but they cherry-pick with their buddies at the British-owned and controlled Serco to deliver Obamacare management. Senior Executive Service aligns with the imperialistic intents of Serco, the Senior Executive Services. They align with Serco and numerous other corporations. Uh-oh. I've got to turn that thing off. Anyhow, some of the things that Serco does. Now, if you have an idea, like a virus that could kill millions of people, well, what you do is you go ahead and you bring it to the American patent offices, right? Well, what Serco does, or what happens is, Serco is the company that will manage that patent for the United States Patent and Trademark Office. The British have the first shot at stealing America's intellectual property rights. Serco controls the most sensitive data management systems in all branches of the military, the federal government, the state and local municipalities. This is a secret part of continuity of government. Serco, thirdly, controls air traffic management. What are they doing controlling some of our air traffic management? Airline security, airport management, all aspects of ticketing, visa data management, and timetable management. Serco is called the largest company that no one has ever heard of. Serco's efficiency rating in England, Canada, and Australia, they're so corrupt, is below 65%, but still we keep using them. Now, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. You know, Serco, they in Europe, in England, and parts of Europe, you know, you have the cameras everywhere. These cameras, you know, are in the airports, they're on the street, they're on the interstates, they're in tunnels. Speaking of tunnels, I wonder who had the video footage of Lady Di when she was in the tunnel in that wreck with Dodi Fayed. I wonder who handled that video footage. Wondering if it was Serco. And then who handles the intelligence, the media coverage about an event like Lady Di? Now, there are some things about Lady Di that people don't know. It could have been that Lady Diana was up to 3 months pregnant. Now, from the articles that I have read and the research I have done, how is this information kept secret? Then, she supposedly was buried in England somewhere, but in the town where she was supposedly buried, they had the crematorium oven fired up the night that she was supposed to have been buried. And then on top of that, the people began to talk that maybe they didn't cremate her. As bizarre as this may seem, you have to understand, there were other people in Europe that were wondering, why was the Queen Mother so cold when she had to go public and do kind of a impromptu eulogy for Diana. And it was like she was put out. The Queen Mother was put out. And then the information that came out that it appears as if Lady Diana, from the time she was 5 years old, she was already, in, to some degree, being was a future prospect of Charles, the hideous, long, big-eared, long-nosed ghoul, when she was 5 years old. And then the reports were that this poor girl was an MK mind-controlled from the age of five, if not sooner. I would say she was being controlled from the time she was a child, probably even in the womb. How does all this information, is it hidden? Then with Dodi Fayed's father, he's a billionaire, so he spends all this money. He is going public talking about how the royals were involved in the death of Lady Di and his son. So, Serco, they manage information in Europe, and you have the deep state in America with senior executive services hiding things. Well, we'll stop right there for now. Take a break.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, so I guess I don't mean to shock you, but you know, some of the other people that were investigating, Lady Di's death, if she was 3 months pregnant, they're wondering, when they did the autopsy, why didn't the royal family, the Queen Mother, this reptile, why didn't they disclose this? Well, number one, if you're a royal, you are not ever going to allow anyone with Middle Eastern lineage to be part of the family. And Dodi Fayed was not going to be, should they have married, was not going to be the stepfather to Harry and the brother. No way. That's not how they work. They protect the name from everything. It is a possibility that Dodi Fayed also, he was MK Ultra. The driver of the car was a MK operative. These people are very involved in the British mind control world. So, what happened if she had been pregnant? Their Lady Di had talked to people before her death, telling them, her friends, they are going to kill me. They killed my first boyfriend, and the second boyfriend was warned, if you continue dating this woman, you're going to die, and he backed out. I have the proof. The news, it's in the papers. The first one was murdered. The second one was going to be murdered, so he decided he better just forget about it. And he's still alive to this day. I was going to say that if you want to support my hour, please, should you decide you want to help. I wasn't ready for this here. But anyhow, write the station or call the station. And if you want to support the present truth, then the P.O. Box is 104 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. 80534. And just make a note that you want to support this hour. These hours are expensive, and now that the station is really beginning to show movement with new talk show hosts, the hours are getting to be a little more expensive. And I really don't want to make a jump to anywhere. I want to stay right here. You know, I'm out minding my own business and visiting with Cactus, and all of a sudden I think, these people need to know that Serco was probably involved in the camera, in operating the cameras in that tunnel. And Serco is probably involved in the cameras on the streets of America. The panoptic age is here. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Tune in, 1360 KHNC AM radio, the top radio. 1360 KHNC.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.